Traveling the Vortex.
Ribbons!
Lots and lots of ribbons. It's ridiculous how many ribbons I have. First timer and... Actually, I didn't have very many until you guys showed up. Because then I just kind of tagged along you guys like a lost puppy.
No.
And Mel's like, here, have a ribbon. And, you know, they hand them to us. So, and I just keep sticking them on because I don't know any better. And pretty soon I've got it draped all around like my shoulder and everywhere else. And yeah.
It's fairly awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
I actually think this is, you know, I mean, granted, this is only our second year, but compared to last year... There's a lot more ribbons out there this year than there was last year.
Seems like it. Of course, I think we've been a bigger part of LobbyCon this year than we were last year.
We weren't
wallflowers, and it helps that we actually have ribbons to hand out this year too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good icebreaker.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is,
because before you showed up, I was just kind of standing around going, "Okay, I don't know anybody, so I'll just tell someone, hey, your cosplay looks great, your T-shirt looks great," and then sometimes we kind of get talking and that kind of thing. So, but I'm really surprised at just how nice everybody is, because you always hear about, oh, Gallifrey, everybody's nice. You're with 3,000 of your best friends, and I'm kind of not really one to go put myself out there, but here I am, and yeah, everybody's been great. I love it.
Well, you are listening to a special edition of Traveling the Vortex. This is Sean, and I am joined tonight at Gallifrey One's. Which one is this? Gallifrey One's
24
hours of Gallifrey One. I can't keep them all straight with those ridiculous titles. Joined tonight by my significant other, Mel.
Hello.
Say hi, Mel.
Hello.
And special guest tonight, our number one fan.
Hi, it's Chrissy, everybody. Hello in Vortex Land, or whatever we're calling you guys this go around.
She actually does exist.
I do exist. Yes, I do. So does this make me a Vortex girl then?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, yay.
You can be a Vortex girl, you can be a Vortex groupie. Depends on which we prefer.
I'll be a Vortex girl. That's okay. Groupie sounds a little iffy.
We can have groupies.
Yeah, you could.
The Beatles had groupies.
No, I'm not going to go there.
I was a Beatles groupie.
Okay.
They weren't together when I was a groupie, but
Okay.
So we are discussing the first day of Gallifrey tonight, which is LobbyCon. And basically, it's a big party, and everybody stands around in the lobby and upsets the hotel staff and breaks things.
I only heard two things break tonight, though. Two things, that's it. That I thought that was pretty impressive
for the number of people that were there.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
I'm just like, I'm surprised the furniture's holding up. But no, everyone's very well behaved. It's an accident. And, I think the hotel crew, I think they're used to this. I don't think this is their first rodeo, so.
Yeah, you see the one guy in the corner, he's like, yeah, ribbons.
Yeah, we know how this goes.
Sean handed this poor guy a ribbon, and he was like those guards outside the British, the ones that can't smile, don't move, don't talk, or whatever.
What are they called?
The Royal Guard
or something like
no,
that.
No, that's not right.
They have the big black hats and the red coats. And
yeah,
it was
those
like
guys.
One of those
guys.
No emotion. Yeah, and then just stood there like he was guarding something.
He actually reminded me a little bit of Ving Rhames' character in Lilo and Stitch, Cobra Bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was just standing there. He was very stoic, except he didn't talk as much. But he just kind of like, right, give me the, okay.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have any of it.
No. Well, it was funny because when I got off the shuttle at the hotel, there were a bunch of galley people in the shuttle from the airport. And... we were all getting off and, talking about galley and stuff, and they're all, and then here comes the hotel staff, and they're all dressed really nice and got their hats and their cufflinks and everything look all shiny, and they're like, welcome to the Marriott. And it's, all real posh and fancy and everything. And checking in, I've got my hat, my T-shirt, and, I've been traveling for a couple hours now, and I feel like gross travel, whatever. And he's like... And the guy at the desk is all, enjoy your stay at the Marriott, ma'am. And I'm like, thank you. I feel all special now.
They put on a good show here.
They do. They do a really good job.
Not just with Gally, but the hotel staff in general has been very tolerant, yes. If nothing else, and patient.
They're earning their paychecks. So.
That's true.
Way to go, guys. This year, we had two different times, we had, well, maybe it's more than that, different people, strangers, come up and say, why are you all wearing ribbons? And why are all these people here?
Yeah, they were wondering, like, what's your organization? What's this? So we got to, I guess, explain what it is. And some people are like, oh, cool. And some people are like, kids, walk away. Walk away very, very fast.
I saw somebody, I actually retweeted them earlier tonight, and I'm like, I feel sorry for the mere mortals that are staying at the Marriott this weekend and don't know.
I have no idea. They're just here, you know, nice weekend with the kids, or with the family, whatever, and there's all these weirdos swarming the lobby.
Swarming is right, because it was...
It was a full crowd.
Yeah. Although Mel was giving out ribbons to one group. She walked up and I didn't have the heart. She was going in and telling, okay, this is, you know, ribbons for this podcast. And they're all looking at her like, okay, sure. I didn't have the heart to tell her, I don't think they're here for the convention.
Yeah. I didn't get our name out there, you know.
Yes, your advertising dollars at work. People who will never tune in.
Well, and some people didn't even have their badges yet, but yeah. They were still handing out ribbons, mm-hmm. Or they were still collecting ribbons. Yeah. So, and I was one of those. I had the scarf on tonight, so I was like,
It was about a billion degrees in there. I swear,
it was. I had a big water bottle, and it's gone now.
I'm not even going to bother. Sean's diligently, says Chrissy, diligently stopping every few minutes every time they get a ribbon. Put this one on. Yeah, I shoved it in my pocket. I'll do it later.
See, my pockets are all full, so if I'm going to keep track of my ribbons, they got to go somewhere. But then they broke apart, so...
Well, it was that one guy that we first met that gave me an idea. He goes, this pocket is for outgoing, this pocket is for incoming. And it was so cool. I was like, that's an awesome idea.
You
got to
have a system.
Yes.
So I want to know, Chrissy, you listened to us last year. When we kind of discussed because we were new to the whole ribbon thing,
right.
Had never seen anything like this. We're con people. We go to a lot of different cons, but this is the first time we'd seen anything like this.
Right.
What did we do a good impression of kind of explaining what the ribbon thing was about?
Oh,
and did it prepare you for what you walked into tonight?
Well, yeah, I've heard what you guys talked about on the podcast last year, and then I kind of read up on it on the Gallifrey website and other websites or other blogs that say, hey, this is what the ribbon thing's all about. And honestly, I was like, okay, well, if I want ribbons, I gotta bring ribbons, but I didn't have the money for it this year, so I was kind of like, well, I'll just go and, you know, follow along, figure it out. If someone takes pity on me and says, oh, here, have a ribbon, I'll be, you know, grateful for it. But now, I mean, people are just, like, handing them out left, right, and center, and I'll see if I can get a picture of my ribbons. I tried. I can't do it with my phone. So I might even have to, like, video it.
We're going to have to get the panoramic lens out for this one.
Yes.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
The amount of ribbons that you've already tacked on.
Yeah. And you know, the convention it hasn't even officially started yet. And I'm already past the floor twice.
Mel, compared to last year, what do you think, you know... Not just on the ribbon standpoint, but do you think LobbyCon's, you know, a little more enjoyable this year? Or?
I think so, and I was also going to comment, because I know last year one of the things that we ran into with the ribbons was that there were a few people that were like, no, I'm not giving you one, because you don't have one for me. We didn't see that this much here. Like Christian mentioned, people were giving them left and right, and the few people, like Christy said earlier... I was giving them to people just for the sake of, you know, here, have a ribbon, we have it, and it's advertising for the podcast. And a lot of them are like, well, I don't have anything to give you, and it's, you know, that's fine, here. And they're all like, this is a nice person. This person is nice, because apparently they had ran across some people that were not giving ribbons. But.
Well, there's a couple people, I think, that have ribbons printed specifically that they're handing out to their friends, and, you know. And that's one of those things, honestly, I've even thought about that. I've even thought about... down the road a couple years that maybe we have a special
secret,
you know, oh, you listen to Traveling the Vortex, you can have this one.
Yeah.
In addition to the regular one that we're handing out.
Yeah.
Kind of the, you know,
and like your
the little fun club one.
Yeah, but, like your previous episode to Gala, you say, okay, you know, give us this keyword and here you'll have
a
special.
Ooh, there you
that's
go.
A good idea.
Well, I thought that's what we were thinking, so.
No, I don't think much.
I like that idea.
But no, there is somebody, they're doing, they have a couple little games going on, and they're just doing it. And then I actually found one of the cards that they have. They have these little cards scattered all over wherever, and you find the card, and you take it to them, and you say, and they give you a game that you play, and you get a special ribbon, depending on how well, or what you do in the game. And so I was like, well, that was clever. A lot of work, but it's clever.
So what are you most excited about going into tomorrow? Well, Friday is kind of the kickoff day. We've got the opening ceremonies. You've got Radio Free Scaro doing the interviews. You've got Sylvester McCoy. You've got Fraser Hines. I mean, tell me, what are you most... what are you most hyped about?
Oh, I don't know. I was reading over like what all the panels are going to be, and there's some pretty good, really interesting panels. I want to catch a couple of interviews. I just want to see all of it,
you know,
as much as I possibly can. I mean, this is my first year. I've wanted to go for a while, and yeah, I just want to see as much of it as I can, experience as much of it as I can, and hopefully not get totally burned out, but I'll be okay. So just
sleep when you get home.
Right? I'll sleep when I get home. Now I gotta work when I get home, but we won't think about that.
That off as long as we can.
Yeah, no, but I just as much of it as I can experience. I just want to. Oh, I mean, it sounds like a little kid at a candy shop, but I want to do it all. I want to see it all as much as I can fit in.
Mel, what are you looking forward to?
I'm not dissing on Sylvester McCoy at all because you know. He rocks, but Ben Browder. I know he's not Doctor Who, but I am. You know,
oh, he's close enough.
He is Doctor Who.
He's Doctor Who.
He
was in Town Called Mercy.
But I'm also looking,
which we liked better than you would think that we did based on that episode. Poking you with a stick. So
that's what you guys do all the time, and I can't respond. Not immediately.
You hear. You have the microphone. You are in the same room. Poke away. This is your opportunity. This is the brass ring.
I know. And now I can't think of a reason. I can't think of a way to do it. Oh. No. Here's how I'll poke. Okay, last week you guys were all talking about Magpie in The Destiny of the Doctor and if it was some big whatever, some big clue. And I'm like, guys, it's just a shout out from the new series into the classic series. It's no big deal. It just needed a company. Oh, here's one. We'll use it. Or it was just a little wink, wink, nod, nod. So, what? I don't remember what you guys were arguing about over that, but that was what I was thinking.
I still think there's more to get, but we'll leave that be.
Okay. So there, I poked.
Okay.
Even for being the second year, I'm in the same boat as Christy. Even being here for the second time, I want to see and do it all.
Any secret thoughts about the dealer's room? Any purchases that you're already kind of in your head thinking, I gotta look and see if they've got this?
Not really, because the only thing I can really think of that I would want, or maybe the Big Finish book, like what you got. But because you see the list of what's gonna be in the dealer's room, but they're just the names of the companies, and I'm like, well, I don't know what you guys do.
Yeah.
Like there are a couple. There's like T-shirt people make T-shirts, and so I've seen some of those like on Facebook, and like those look pretty good. So
I see a lot of T-shirts, a lot of toys,
mm-hmm.
action figures.
Yeah, so I'll probably check out some T-shirts if they have some special book or something. I don't know. I just want to see what's there first, and then decide.
Who's your number one autograph this weekend?
Oh, I got to get Fraser Hines and Mark Strickson. So both of those, I got to track them down.
Do you have a photo in mind?
I have a couple photos. The one I found for Mark Strickson is not that great, but I couldn't find anything better. So I'm kind of, I do have for Freema and Sylvester McCoy as well.
Do you know the one Mel wanted?
What?
She found one from Planet of Fire, which we haven't reviewed yet.
Oh yeah.
Where he and Nicole Bryant are on the beach and he's in his little Speedo.
Yeah.
She's like, this is the one. This is the one I want to have.
He's like, no. I'm like, but he's in a bikini. I want to see his face when you sign it.
No. Yeah, I did see some from Planet of Fire, and I'm like, I'm not handing him that. I'm already going to be like all starstruck and like, ha.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do that.
He didn't want to do it either. We didn't print it.
Any shout-outs you want to throw to Keith and Glenn? Glenn will be here tomorrow. Keith, unfortunately, is holding down the fort at home.
Oh, Keith. Keith and Sarah. Maybe next year. But Glenn, I look forward to annoying you.
Sweet. Anything you want to say to the thousands of listeners that we
have? Well, you actually might have thousands of listeners after this weekend if everybody listens to the podcast.
Well, like, there was a lot of people. You'd be surprised. You know, a lot of people just take the ribbon and put it in their pocket or stick it on. They're like, yeah, but when you mention the fact that it's actually a podcast, they stop, they look at it, and a lot of them, well, you were there for a couple, and they're like, hey, I listen to you. I know who you are.
Which I'm still floored by. It really, it's a very strange feeling to people listen. I don't know why.
The Happiness Patrol ribbon that we got, he was, you know, he was happy.
He was thrilled.
Well, he was even from Kansas, and he goes, well, I definitely got to listen to you now and keep it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, once again, as always, we thank you for listening to us. I don't know why, but not that I don't know why we're thanking. I don't know why you listen, but thank you for listening.
Hey, I know why everybody listens. Come on.
Why?
You guys put out a good quality podcast, and you're not contentious, and you're fun. So
I'll give you one of those three.
Which one?
Fun.
The fun.
Oh, the fun. Well, okay, you are contentious, but it's not. We're out for blood. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but
depends on the evening
and how much Glenn edits out.
And how much Glenn edits out.
No. Oh wait, I gotta tell this one other story. So. Before you guys got here, I could see, you know, Nicholas Briggs and Fraser Hines. I was like, oh, I want to go say hi to him, but like, I'm too chicken. Well, I got talking to these two girls, both named Sarah, both from Texas, and
hello to Sarah's from Texas.
Hello. And they actually had a cool ribbon that says Texans Double Heart, Doctor Who. So that was a cool ribbon. But anyway, going back, they saw me and they'd say, oh, come in. They were in the Champions Bar. And like, oh, come here. And I was like, okay. So I go in there and like, over there, that's Nicholas Briggs. And you could go like photobomb him and I'll take the picture. You want to do it? And I'm like, sure. So I like finally got up the guts to go up and talk to Nicholas Briggs. And I was like, hey, could I get a picture with you? And he was just like, sure, yeah. And he, you know, like here, you know, put his arm around me and took the picture. And I just said, you know what? I love what you do with Big Finish. Love what you do with the Daleks. You're great. And everything. He's like, well, thank you so much. And he was just like, happy to be there, and I'm like, now I finally get what people mean, like, the, you know, the stars, the guests, all intermingle with everybody, and it's not like, you're on this side, and we're on this side, and never the twain shall meet, or whatever that is, so, it was pretty good, so I had to throw
you,
that
you had your Simon Fisher Becker.
I had my Simon Fisher Becker.
That's how we were last year. That was,
oh, really?
You get that one guest that all of a sudden just, they're people, you know, and they talk to you like you're not a rabid fan.
Yeah.
There are a couple of them out there. But,
You know, when Sean went up and hugged Chip for two-minute Time Lord, and then Chip was like, he couldn't wait to get the heck out of there. I'm like, I didn't get to meet him.
That was, she totally did that live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She called me. I
she didn't tweet it. She actually put, yep.
Yeah, that's her. Oh, I tweeted it. When I came back up, I said, so, I hugged Chip from 2-Minute Time Lord, freaked him out.
He ran.
Sorry, Chip. And it was funny too. He literally stiffened up, just, you know, like, hi, who are you? Let go of me now. I feel bad. I didn't mean.
Yeah, Christy and I didn't even get to shake his hand. That's how fast he left.
Yeah. Although I went back and said, without these two, well, without Sean, I said, Chip, you know, I love your podcast. I love what you do. And, you know, I shook his hand like a normal human being. But no, he was very nice. And so was Chris from Radio Free Scaro. Which kind of surprised me, because he kind of comes off as abrasive to me. I don't know if he really, I don't think he really is, though. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening. I think the world of you guys.
You'll find out more tomorrow, because they're hosting the first batch of interviews.
They
so,
are.
Well, we've got a busy day planned. I will be attending the panelists meeting, because I'm on a panel, and supposedly I have to know what I'm talking about.
You're on
a
two,
little bit.
Aren't you?
I'm on, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on two panels. And Glenn is going to the Galley 101 when he arrives. That'll be his first thing. And Chrissy's going to Galley 101. Have you decided where you're going tomorrow?
I'm going to go look for Ben Browder.
He's not here till Saturday.
Oh, God!
You've got a whole nother day to wait.
I've got a long ways. Okay.
That's okay.
You have to find somebody else to stalk tomorrow.
We'll try to keep you entertained till then.
You go stalk Chip tomorrow and apologize
for me. You hugging him.
So, well, we're gonna sign off for here, and hopefully we'll get you some more updates as we go. Chrissy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we
for
will certainly have
me.
You on, you know, throughout the week as we go.
It'll be an honor.
And this is Sean signing off. Mel, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now say hello.
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 Now say goodbye.
Things you remember, things you forgot.
Say hello.
Hello.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say yes, I say no.
You're supposed to do that for the feedback.
Feedback,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should do the Beatles for the
you
feedback.
You should.
See?
See, like, all you do is you pick Queen, and I'm like, there's so many other, I mean, not that Queen is good, but there are other bands you can pick from, and all from the 60s and 70s, and we'll be fine with that.
I plan to.
Good.
I'll freely admit, I had a little bit of help with the second one. It just happened to be a Queen song, and that kind of started that rut, so, you know.
Okay.
And then I had something completely phenomenal, cosmic, awesome planned, and it didn't happen. It's still in progress.
Okay.
So. Of course, now I've got galley this weekend, so I don't know when I'm going to ride it. Goodbye, Sean!
You have been listening to Traveling the Vortex. Doctor Who and all of its associated programs are owned and trademarked by the BBC. No infringement is intended or implied.